with his body. And inshallah, prior to the Yawmul Qiyamah, he will descend. Now I'm going to read some ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regard to the descendants of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. One of the hadith, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yanzilu Isa ibn Maryam ila al-ardi fayuzawwiju wa yuladu lahu wa yamkuthu 45 sanatan thumma yamutu فيدفن معي في قبري فأقوم أنا وعيسى ابن مريم في قبر واحد بين أبي بكر وعمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما أو كما قال. عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه said that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم has mentioned that Isa ibn Maryam عليه السلام will descend prior to the Yawm al-Qiyamah. This is one of the biggest sign. Descendants of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Nuzul of Isa alayhi salam is one of the biggest major sign of the Yawm al-Qiyamah. Yawm al-Qiyamah will not take place until Isa alayhi salam will descend. So Rasulullah salam said, Yanzul Isa ibn Maryam ila al-ard, Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam will descend onto this earth for yuzawwiju, because he did not got married while he was alive, while he was in the earth. But when he come back, then he will get married. Wayuladu, and he will have children. He will go for Hajj. He will live normal life. He will rule over the people according to the Holy Quran, according to Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in his time, there will be only Islam throughout the world. There was no other religion. All the Jewish who will oppose him, Isa alaihi salam will kill them with the Dajjal. And all the Christians who will not believe in him, they will also will be killed. So those Christians who will embrace Islam, they will be able to survive. So entire world will be only Muslims. There will be no other religion in the time of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And there will be peace and tranquility throughout the world. So Rasulullah said, فَيَمْكُذُ خَمْسًا وَرْبَعِينَ سَنَةً. In this manner, after killing Dajjal, he will stay and rule over the Muslim Ummah for about 45 years. Another riwayat is 40 years. In this riwayat is 45 years. Summa yamutu. Then he will die his natural death. So it shows and proves that he was not crucified. He was not killed. He's still alive. That's why in second time when he will descend, then he will die his normal death. And after his death, فَيُدْفَنُ مَعِيَ فِي قَبْرِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prophesized and gave this information that people will bring him to the Medina Munawwara and he will be buried next to me. So those brothers and sisters who go for Hajj and Umrah, they see there are three graves right now. The grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu and Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. Only three windows you can see. But there is the fourth place, empty. And that is the place of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So according to this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَيُدْفَنُ مَعِيَ. People will bury him next to me in the same grave, meaning next to each other. فَأَقُومُ أَنَا وَعِيسَى ابْنِ مَرْيَمْ فِي قَبْرٍ وَاحِدٍ. So when the trumpet will be blown and when people will die, then second time trumpet will be blown, I will be the first person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant me the life, and I will raise from my grave first, and then Isa alayhi salam will be next to me. We both will raise up from our graves together with Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Then these four will proceed towards Maidan Arafat for the Hisab. So this is one of the hadiths. Another hadith, Hadith Aws ibn Aws Thaqafi radiyallahu ta'ala annahu sami'a Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul yanzilu Isa ibn Maryama inda al-mananat al-bayda sharqiyya Damishq alayhi musiratan kanna ra'suhu yaqtiru minhu al-juman. That Hadith Aws ibn Aws radiyallahu ta'ala said that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that Hadith Isa ibn Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala will descend exactly on the Minara of on the white menorah of the Jami Masjid of Damascus. In this manner that the water will drop from his beard and from his hair. Like freshly he just took shower and just came out. That's how he will descend. And another hadith Rasulullah has mentioned that Imam Mahdi will be there in the Jami Masjid and he will be leading the Muslim army. He will preparing to attack on Dajjal. Dajjal will come on the city called Lut. And there, here, further time, the azan will be given, the iqamah will take place, and Hadrat Mahdi will proceed to lead the Salatul Fajr. Iqamah will be done. In that time, Isa alayhi salam will descend with Jibreel alayhi salam and Mikael alayhi salam. When people will see, they will recognize him same time. There will be no doubt in their hearts that this is the Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salatu salam. So when they see Isa alayhi salam already descended, and Imam Mahdi will see, oh, Isa alayhi salam is here. So out of respect, he will request Isa alayhi salam, please, you are the Nabi of Allah, so you come and lead the salah. Be our Imam. So Isa alayhi salam will refuse. He said, no, the iqamat is given for you. So you deserve to be an Imam, and I'll pray behind you. So he will force Isa, Imam Mahdi to proceed and be Imam and lead the Salatul Fajr. And Isa alayhi salam will join them as one of the Musalli. Ulama say this is the respect for the Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that even the Nabi of the time will come down and he will be one of the Muqtadi and Musalli of the Ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because Imam Mahdi is Ummati and from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He will be from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So at that time, after the Salatul Fajr, now he will took over and he will become a leader of the Ummah. Then he will proceed after the Fajr, and when Dajjal will see him, he will start melting like salt is melting in the water. And there Isa alayhi salam will run after him and he will kill him with the spear. So this is the detail we find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One more hadith, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَيُشْيَكَنَّ أَنْ يَنْزِلَ فِيكُمْ إِبْنُ مَرْيَمْ حَكْمًا عَدَلًا فَيَكْسُرُ الصَّلِيبُ وَيَقْتُلُ الْخِنْزِيرُ وَيَدَعُ الْجِزْيَ وَيَفِيدُ الْمَالَ حتى لا يقبله أحد حتى تكون السجدة الواحدة خير من الدنيا وما فيها. ثم يقول أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه وقرأوا إن شئتم وإن من أهل الكتاب إلا ليؤمنن به قبل موته ويوم القيامة يكون عليهم شهيدا. أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه said that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that I take an oath on his hand is my death, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that definitely, most certainly, Isa ibn Maryam will descend and he will rule with hakam, with the hikmah, with the wisdom, and with the adl, and with the insaf, and justice. And what he will do? Fayaksiru salib. He will break the cross, because this cross is very holy for the Christians. They put in their necks and they put in their houses, in the churches, everywhere they see the cross. So Isa alayhi salam will break it. And Isa alayhi salam will kill the khinzir, the pig. It's a very dirty animal and they love to eat the pig. All the burgers and you know that, hamburgers and all. So Isa alayhi salam will kill the khinzir, the pig. And then he will dismiss the jizya, tax. He will not allow to take the tax and all these things. And then the wealth will spread and people will prosper and they will have lots of wealth. And they will live very good life. They will no tension, no worry, no killing. People will live in peace. So لا يقبل أحد حتى تكون. So people will not even accept wealth. There will be no poor in the town, in the community. So the zakatul mal, if people come out and they want to give any poor person, they look for the poor person, they won't find anyone. That's how the prosperity will spread in the time of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So he said, the sajdatul wahida khairu min ad-dunya wa ma fiha. that they value hereafter, that one sajda in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be more valuable to them than the whole wealth of the world. They don't care about wealth. They will have no value of the wealth. They will not have greed of wealth. They will not run after dunya. Rather, they prepare to make sajda al-ibadah in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then as a proof, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala said, if you wish, you can read this ayat in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِنَّ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا لَيُؤْمِنَنَّ بِهِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ, that before the Qiyamah will take place, definitely all the Christians will accept Isa al-Islam as the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one more hadith, مجمع ابن جاريه رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول يقتل ابن مريم الدجال بباب لد واللد مدينة معروفة على مسافة 30 ميلا من القدس. This is all the prophecy of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, sign of the يوم القيامة, that before the يوم القيامة when the Dajjal will appear, then Imam Mahdi will not be able to kill him. They will wait for Hazrat Isa al Islam. So when the Isa al Islam will descend, then he will kill Hazrat Isa al Islam will kill the Dajjal, Antichrist, at the door of Lut. The Lut is the name of the city, which is like 30 miles away from Baitul Maqdis. So these are the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we believe in this. So whatever the aqidah they have, we don't have to believe in that. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam is alive, he is in the heaven, and he will descend before the Yawmul Qiyamah, inshallah. Now brothers, today is the last day of this year, 2021. And coincidentally, today is a Friday. Last day of the year is Friday. And if you remember, the first day of year, the first January also was Friday. So Allah Ta'ala started and began the new year 2021 with the Yawmul Jum'ah. And Allah Ta'ala ended 2021 with Yawmul Jum'ah. It's very great significance. Now tonight, as we know, people are going to enjoy, celebrate new year. After 12, they will drink and dance and fornication and what will happen. We should not get involved in all these parties. We should not enjoy. This is not the matter of enjoyment. Rather, we should feel sadness that the whole year passed, 365 days are gone from our life. Hazrat Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi used to say, Yabna Adam innama anta ayyam. What is your real life? Your life, O Ibn Adam, is the days, made out of days. Kullama zahaba yawman zahaba ba'duk. Every day, one day passes from your capital, from your life, one day is gone. You have lost day. So, in the end of this year, 365 days are gone from our life. So, this is not a matter of celebration. Almighty request us, you should spend this night in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pray tahajjud salat, make lots of istighfar. We have missed so many salat and good deeds during this year. Allah ta'ala has granted us chance to perform the ibadat and zikrullah, but we missed, we lost. We should regret on that sins which you have committed knowingly, unknowingly. And make lots of istighfar, make lots of dua, cry in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tonight. O Allah, give us a new year with prosperity, with tranquility, with peace, and protect us from the corona and Omicron and what in Delta and what is this virus are coming. May Allah protect the whole world from this kind of disease.